One, two, ready, play.
Hovering by my suitcase, trying to find a warm place to spend the night. Heavy rain a-falling, seems I hear your voice calling, it's alright. Neon signs are flashing, taxi cabs and buses passing through the night. Distant moaning of a train seems to play a sad refrain to the night. How many times I've wondered, it still comes out the same. No matter how you look at it, think of it, you just got to do your own thing. Yeah. I find me a place in a boxcar, so I take out my guitar to pass some time. Late at night when it's hard to rest, I hold your picture to my chest and I'm alright. I rain a night in Georgia. Lord, it's such a rainy night in Georgia. It's raining.
Shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least, we were hard pressed. Then Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. And then I stepped into my satin dancing dress, it was split on the side, cleaned up to my hips. Well, it was red velvet trim and it fit me good. And staring back from the looking glass was a woman where a hat grew kid and stood. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, please. But if you want out, well, it's up to you. Now don't let me down, your mom's gonna help you move uptown. Dabbed a little bit of perfume on my neck and she kissed my cheek. And I saw the tears well up in her troubled eyes when she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. Your paw's run off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heel shoe. It sounded like somebody else that was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? And just be nice to the gentleman, Fancy, and they'll be nice to you. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. But if you want out, well, it's up to you. Now get on out, girl, you better stop. was the last time I saw my mom. Then I left that rickety shack, cause the welfare people came and took the baby. Mom died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate had started to turn, and for me there was no way out. And it wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mom had been talking about. I did what I had to do, but I made myself a solemn vow that I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. I might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was my name. I'm sorry that I am, because I love you. Oh, how I love you. Oh, God, I love you. Don't hang no halos on me. I ain't no halo, baby. You won't see silver wings.
To tell you all a story about a Harper Valley widowed wife, who had a teenage daughter who attended to the Harper Valley High. Her daughter came home one afternoon and didn't even stop to play. She said, Mom, I got a note here from the Harper Valley PTA. Said, Mrs. Johnson, you're wearing your dress is way too high. It's reported you've been drinking and running around with men and going wild. We don't believe you ought to be a bringing up your little girl this way. It was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA. It happened that the PTA was gonna meet that very afternoon. They were sure surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her miniskirt into the room. She walked up to the blackboard and I still recall the words she had to say. She said, I'd like to address this meeting of the Harper Valley PTA. There's Mr. Taylor sitting there, and seven times he's asked me for a date. Mrs. Taylor sure seems to use a lot of ice whenever he's away. And Mr. Baker, can you tell us why your secretary had to leave his town? And shouldn't Widow Jones be told to keep her window shades all pulled completely down? Couldn't be here cause he stayed too long at Kelly's bar again. And if you smell Shirley Thompson's breath, you'll find that she's had a little nip of gin. Then you have the nerve to tell me that you think that as a mother I'm not fit. This is just a little Peyton place and you're all Harper Valley hypocrites. Treat me, baby, and I'll be
much too short to live without true love. I'm gonna find myself somebody that won't misuse my love. This is my last time, and I'm not gonna ask you anymore. If you don't treat me right, baby, I'm gonna walk right out that door. Watch me.